From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Michael Ryan reports in Porcupine Soup that an official from Windham Mountain Club said at a December 21st planning board meeting that it has scrapped plans for an on-site hotel and amphitheater, but still plans to build 60-plus townhouses and get new members at $175,000 each with access to services others will not have. The ski resort also plans improvements to their golf course and to the Adventure Center Tubing Park, where tennis, pickleball, and skeet shooting will be placed, but they do not have all finalized plans yet. A memo from the resort's engineering firm said, and I quote, "We recommended that the planning board provide Windham Mountain Club time to provide said information and consider issuing a determination of significance at your January 18, 2024 meeting," end quote. Windham residents have expressed concern that the resort is changing from a place where they could ski to something they cannot afford. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Brian Hubert reports for the Daily Freeman, a staff member for Representative Pat Ryan claims protesters at a pro-Palestinian rally on January 5th attempted to, and I quote, forcibly enter, end quote, the congressman's office. Protesters have been regularly asking for Ryan to support a ceasefire in the Gaza war. Dan Torres, Ryan's deputy chief of staff and district director, said, and I quote, "I saw over a dozen protesters around the door who have masks on, and I heard walkie-talkie noises and chanting," end quote. And he saw a fellow Ryan staffer. He said, and I quote, "I see half of her face through the cracked door, and she's terrified and in a state of distress. Two of the protesters are on the door. One has their body partially in. The other had her back pushing back on the door, attempting to enter the space," end quote. Torres said he calmly engaged the protesters and occasionally chanted and yelled. Other protesters got on the building's roof and lowered banners, one with the names of the more than 22,000 Palestinians who have died since Hamas militants invaded Israel on October 7th, and another banner read, and I quote, "Pat Ryan, stop the genocide," end quote. And a third stated, and I quote, "90 days, 22,000 killed," end quote. Torres said he filed a police report, but the writer was unable to get a police comment. Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, said he has, and I quote, "tremendous respect for people peacefully demonstrating," end quote, but was, and I quote, "very concerning to see his staff threatened. The vast majority of people at Friday's event were peacefully protesting," end quote. He said, and I quote, "unfortunately, about 20 individuals decided to enter the building and forcefully open the door," end quote. The Daily Freeman story did not quote any protester, but the Times Union spoke with Daniel Atona, a member of the steering committee of the Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists of America, which helped organize the event. He said, and I quote, "it was hundreds of Hudson Valley residents coming together for pro-ceasefire, pro-peace, and pro-Palestine. It is frustrating that in Congressman Ryan's statement, he calls us a crowd of people and accuses us of all kinds of things that just did not happen, but does not acknowledge that we're his constituents. We're local people from local organizations who organized this event," end quote. The protest was organized by the Mid-Hudson Valley Democrat Socialists of America. Wednesday Walks for Black Lives, Jewish Voices for Peace, Middle East Crisis Response, Mid-Hudson Islamic Community, Veterans for Peace, Vassar Students for Justice in Palestine, Poughkeepsie for Palestine, and the Communist Party of Hudson Valley. Mia Inouye, a member of the Mid-Hudson Democrat Socialist of America and one of the rally speakers, said, and I quote, "I think civil disobedience has a long tradition on the left and in the anti-war movement. That's one of the tactics we use. I think it's completely appropriate given the extremity of the violence that we're witnessing every day," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Dutchess County Conservative Party has endorsed a candidate for president who is currently facing 91 criminal charges and previously attempted to overturn the results of a free and fair election. Don Minichino, local committee chair, said, and I quote, "President Trump understood the serious problems our nation faced and was fearless in addressing them. Under President Trump, America was respected throughout the world and feared by our enemies. Domestically, Americans knew that our borders were being secured, law enforcement supported, and Second Amendment freedoms protected," end quote. Trump was president from 2016 to 2020 and passed very few laws and a giant tax cut for rich Americans. He currently faces several trials for fraud, insurrection, sexual assault, and other charges. Read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.